with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Several U.S. allies, including Great Britain, France, and Australia, plan to appear at an upcoming session of the United Nations in order to formally recognize a so-called Palestinian state. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Heritage Foundation Vice President Victoria Coates says that would be a meaningless gesture that only appeases Muslim populations within those countries.
This is more theater at the United Nations. This will not make any progress toward a political resolution with the Palestinians. And perhaps more importantly, it won't feed a single Palestinian. And so while it does is perpetuate the Palestinian fantasy that at some point Israel's going to go away, it isn't. And so the sooner that reality is brought home to the Palestinians, the sooner they can move on, hopefully to a better life.
Victoria Coates' full interview will be broadcast when This Week on Capitol Hill airs Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Salem News Channel. Estonia has summoned a Russian diplomat to protest after three Russian fighters entered its airspace without permission. The foreign ministry said the incursion on Friday lasted 12 minutes. Speaking with Salem Radio, military affairs analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says recent Russian airspace incursions appear intentional.
If you believe what the prime minister and deputy there in Poland, in Warsaw, have said, is that this was not a mistake. It was an intention by the Russians to kind of probe NATO defenses and to, you know, try to see what the red lines were for NATO in responding to Russian incursions.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 172 points. This is SRN News. Oregon Democrats are in cahoots with Planned Parenthood. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
A working group has been formed that includes representatives of the party and the nation's largest abortion business. The goal of the new organization is to protect abortion and to thwart the Trump administration's efforts to keep children from undergoing sex change operations. Lois Anderson of Oregon Right to Life says, quote, Democrats and their allies at Planned Parenthood once again showed where their priorities lie. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in Zambia has sentenced two men to two-year terms in prison with hard labor after they were convicted of plotting to kill the president using witchcraft. While such a charge would seem absurd in the West, many people in Africa believe in witchcraft and think it can be used to commit crimes. A 2018 study by the Zambia Law Development Commission found 79% of Zambians believe in witchcraft. This is SRN News. South Korean automaker Hyundai confirms it's full speed ahead with expansion of its Georgia plant.
The affirmation follows an immigration raid that delayed startup of an electric vehicle battery plant at the site. The company plans to invest $2.7 billion to boost capacity by 200,000 vehicles over the next several years. Hyundai aims to produce 10 electric and hybrid models at the facility west of Savannah. That's up from the current two models. And it pledges 60% of its vehicles will be electric or hybrid by 2030. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Day and night will get equal time for a brief moment as the equinox arrives. The Earth will experience about the same amount of day and night on Monday when the autumnal equinox arrives. From there, the northern hemisphere will plunge into fall as nights get even longer. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.